This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in the Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Chagiga, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Gemara just said, Amar Rav Bardula Bar Tavyumi Amar Rav. Rav Bardula Bar Tavyumi said the name of Rav. Kol She'enoi Behester Panim, Enoi Mehem. Anyone who is not among those who God hides their face from is not a Jew. God only hides his face from Jews, because by Gentiles he never is Yisa Hashem Panaveilacha. Hashem's face is not shining towards them, so he can't hide from them. So the fact that God hides his face from you, that's a sign that you're a Yid. Kol she'ena b'vahaya lechel, anyone whose money is not being depleted by the government, ena mehem, is not a Jew. It's a symptomatic of being a Jew if the government's taking your money.
You're paying taxes, you're making money.
That's the way it is, you know. If the Gentiles are taking away your money, then if the government's taking your money, that's a simon you're a Jew. Amar lei rabbanan l'rava, the rabbi said to Rava, Mar loy behester panim, you say? The master, Rava, you have not been subject to hester panim. V'loy b'vahaya lechal, you say? Nor have you been subject to the curse of Hayal Echal. Meaning, we don't see God turning his face away from you, and we don't see the government taking your money. So what, you're not a Jew? Amar Lahu, so Rabbi responded, Mi yadatu kama mishadarna b'tzina b'shibar malka. You know how much money the government takes from me? You know how much money secretly I have to give the Shibar Malka? I have to give him a lot of money. Afilu hachi yavu b'rabbanon einayu. Nevertheless, this response did not satisfy the rabbis, and the rabbis were eyeing Rava, sort of somewhat suspicious that this supposed klala was not being fulfilled in Rava. So because of that, Adahachi, because of that, Shadr Debe Shavar Malka Vigarbuhu. They sent from the Shivar Malka and they looted him again. Meaning because the rabbis eyed him, therefore And they were suspicious of him, so in fact he was looted again. Rashi Tosfos says, "Oimer Hari dehainu ahu de perak basa de brachos gabe pashrei de barhedya shepasar lo shetamos ishtoi v'yoved kashalai meis hamelch." This was one of the prophecies of Barhedya, who told Rava that the government's going to take his money. Anyway, because the rabbis eyed him, so he lost more money.
The rabbis caused it.
Yes, because if you arouse the ire of the rabbis, it's not a good thing. Even though it doesn't seem like Rava did anything wrong, but if the Rabbanan were looking at him as if, like, why isn't he losing money? So it's not good to be the subject to raise the ire of the Rabbanan. Amar, so Rava said, Hainu d'tanya, this is that which was taught in the Braisa. Amar Rav Shem Gamliel, Kol makom shenasnu chachamim einayim, wherever the rabbis place their eyes, oy misa, oy oini, either death or poverty. Wherever the rabbis place their eyes, it either causes death or poverty. Meaning, don't raise the ire of the rabbis, bad things happen. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'anoichi haster aster panai b'yemahu, and I will hide my face on that day. So this is really a continuation of the previous pasuk. This is in Devarim Lamed Aleph Yod Ches. So we were dashing in before now. V'chara api bay b'yoymahu v'azavtim v'starti panay mehem v'hayo le'echol matzur rois rabbis v'tzoreis v'amar b'yoymahu haloy al ki ena lekeb b'kibri matzuni rois eila. So Sroel, you were right. Yesterday there were five pasukim that Rabbi Yochanan darshaned. One was v'tasisei, that made him cry. One was v'tasiseini bay levalei chinam. The next one was two lines down, Hein b'kadoshav lo yamin. Then, v'karavte elecha lo mishpah v'yisi eid memaher. Then, followed by, ki es kol maso lekim yavai b'mishpah kol nelam. And then, v'hoya kisim tzeno isai rois rabbis. But we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan will be back here in another context. But now we continue to darshan. Anoichi haster aster panay bayemahu. Amar Rava. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, I will surely hide my face from you on that day. So Rava said, says God, even though I hide my face from them, I will speak to them in a dream. Because God says, I only hide my face from them on the day. But at night, I'll communicate with you. Rashi says, second line, Rashi, the Gemara is being medayik from the words, yoim, b'yoim, v'loy b'layla, shamarin loy chaloim, they're showing him a dream, k'dei sheyispal ala adavar, so that he prays. Okay, says the Marsha says a different shot, that it's only being memayit, I'm not going to speak to you the way I speak to Moshe, which is panim al panim.
Well, Moshe was the only one spoken by day, right?
Moshe Hashem spoke to not in a dream, not when the person was sleeping, yeah. But the exclusion here is that even though I'm going to hide my face from you, meaning I'm not going to talk to you face to face, but like Moshe panim al panim, but I will speak to you b'chaloim. Okay, weiter. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef said, Yadoi netuya aleinu. His hand is outstretched upon us. His hand is outstretched upon us to protect us, Rashi says. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Uvitzel yodi kisisicha. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Va'asim devarai beficha uvitzel yodi kisisicha lentaya shamayim velisoid eretz velemar letzioin amiyata. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have a koi be kezar. Now, as we mentioned, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani was always the one sent to debate the Apikarsim and the governors and the Romans and the Greeks. So Rabbi Shua ben Hanani was standing in the house of the Caesar. Achvi le'ahu Apikarsa. A certain Apikaris signaled, pantomime to him. Right? They wouldn't talk. This was like a Greek art to be able to communicate with gesticulating. He says, Achvi le'ahu Apikarsa. A certain Apikaris signaled, a nation whose master has turned his face away from him. Meaning the governor and the Apikoros sort of went like this. He turned around his neck as if to say, that's what God is to you. He's turned his face away from you. Yeah? God's not looking at you anymore. So Achvile, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, signaled back like this. No, his hand is still outstretched over us. Meaning the Zeraya HaNetuya that God demonstrated in Mitzrayim, it's still outstretched over us to protect us in the Galus. So the Caesar is watching this whole charade. He sees the Apikaris go like this. He has no idea what he means. He sees Rabbi Shua ben Hanani go like this. He has no idea what he means. Amar Le, Kezel, Rabbi Shua, the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua, my Achvi Lach, what did you signal to him? So he responded, Amad Hada, my Achvi Lach. What did he signal to you? So Rabbi Shua Hanani explained, Amad Hadrinu Mari Lapi Mine. He signaled to me, we're a nation that God turned his face away. And I signal back to him, Yodei Netuya Aleinu. His hand is still outstretched. Amru Leilahu Mina. They then said, it sounds like the Caesar did not tell him directly, they said, the Min said to him, My Achvis Lei. What did he signal to you? What did you signal to him? What did you signal to him? So he said, I signaled to him, Amad Hadrinu Mari Mine, a nation whose master turned his face away. So yeah, so he said, Umay Achvi Lach, what did he signal to you? He said, Lo Yadana, beats me. No idea. Amru, the Caesar said, Gavadol Yadam, my Machvile, b'machoig, a man who doesn't understand what they signaled to him with a remez, Yachvi Kame Malka, could gesticulate before the king, what are you doing here? You're an amateur. You know, you don't understand the language, so you have no right to be here in the presence of the king. Afku, they removed him, v'katluhu, and they killed him. Now, the Gemara tells, ki kani chanav shid Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was passing on, amru le rabbanon, the rabbi said, mai tehevi alo me apikorsin, me apikorosin. What are we going to do with apikorsin? Who's going to debate, who's going to debate for us? Who's going to defend us? Am Elohim, he said. That what? You have a different. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine says, Me Api Carson. They're both Oiz Vahadar, you know.
They're both right.
Okay. What are we going to do with the minim, the apikarsim? Amar lahem, Rabbi Shimon Chanani said, what's the problem? The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Le'edoim koy amar Hashem tzvakos ha'in oid chachma b'seiman. It says, Avda eitzam mibanim. When counsel is lost from the children, who are the children of Hashem? We are the children of Hashem. Nisrucha chachmasam. Their wisdom has gone sour. Meaning, when the children's counsel is lost, the wisdom of the nations of the world go sour. Which means, kiven sh'avda eitzam mibanim, once the children lose their wisdom, nisrucha chachmasam shel umas ha'olam. The wisdom of the nations of the world go lost. So God only gives them wisdom so long as we're able to defend ourselves. But when I'm not here anymore, they're going to lose all of their counsel. V'yibayseima, and if you want, you could say another source for this idea, that the nations of the world are only given enough seichel to be on par with us. V'yoymer nisa b'nei lecha v'elcha l'negdecha. Esav said, let's travel and let's go, and I'll go with you. That implies Esav is only able to keep up with us, but once we're downgraded, then they're not gonna. We have nothing to worry about. They will not be ahead of us. Esav's wisdom is commensurate with the level of understanding that we have. Okay, new Gemara. You ready, Avi?
Yeah.
Good. But you'll get used to it. I'll pick on people. Okay. What? Okay, good. Rabbi Ilan Avasolik Bedarga, Debe Rabba Bar Shila. Rav Ila was going up the steps of Rabba Bar Shila. Shami Liyanuka, he heard a child, the Havaka Kari, who was reading the following pasuk in Amos. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, Kihine Yoitzar Harem, God fashions the mountains, Uboire Ruach, and creates the spirit. Umagid la'adam masichai, and he tells a person his words. Meaning, God has a digital recorder, and he's going to play back every single word you ever said.
Sweet.
Amar. So Rav Ila said, "Oyvai, achen vai, evet sharabe magid la masichai, takana yishlay." If a servant, the master, tells him everything he ever said, he's in big trouble. You know, if the boss could say, repeat to you every word that you ever said, then probably you'll be looking for a new boss. Amat says, Gemara, my ma'asechai. What does it mean, what he speaks? Listen to this. Amar Rav, afilu sicha yisera. Even one extra conversation, one extra topic, one extra sentence, shabein ishla ishta, between husband and wife, magidin lo la'adam b'shas misa. They tell a person at the time of death. Meaning not just, you know, we're not just talking about you spoke during Chazar Sashatz. You spoke during Chazar Sashatz, you're in big trouble. We're talking about if you had extra words at supper. It's not even talking about supper. It's talking about in a moment of intimacy. That one is not permitted, according to the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, one cannot even talk then. Now, interestingly, we're going to now discuss that. The subject of, is it permitted to talk at a moment of intimacy? But there's a Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Deos. It's Hilchos Deos, we know, is the laws of proper conduct. The Rambam says, La'olam yarba adam ishtika. Person should always increase in silence. Meaning, don't talk. Don't talk. Amru al Rav, the Rambam says, they say about Rav, Shalai sach sicha b'teila kol yamav, that Rav never said one idle conversation. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, we know such a thing about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says in Sukkah, he never spoke an extra word. But where does it say in Shas that Rav never spoke an extra word? So the Maariv Chiyuh says, it's mavur in this Gemara, because Rav is the Baal HaMemra, that b'shas din, God tells you every single word you said. But this is assuming that at the time of intimacy, one should not talk. That's the simple meaning of what Rav is saying. Even in extra conversations between husband and wife, in a private moment, the Rebbe Hashem will remind you of and you're responsible for. So Gemara asks, it's not true, ain't he? Now listen to this story. This is not for a general audience. V'harav Kahana have a goni tuse poria de Rav. Rav Kahana wanted to learn the practices of Rav. So he wanted to know the proper conduct during Tashma Shemitah. So he went and he hung out under Rav's bed. Okay? So Rav Kahana went to sleep under the bed of Rav. V'shamei, and he heard that Rav and his wife, the Tzach, they had a conversation. The Tzachak, and they laughed. V'asa Trachav, and they did what they had to do. So Rav Kahana cried out from under the bed, Rav, what's going on here? Amar, Dame Pume de Rav, Kamandolei Toimlei Tavshila. The mouth of Rav is like he didn't taste a dish. What does it mean, like you didn't taste the dish? It's like you're doing this act as if, you know, like you're breaking your fast. When somebody breaks their fast, they eat with a lot of relish. Well, you're doing this maisa as if with a lot of taiva, because you spoke and you laughed and then you did the maisa, so you're acting with taiva. So what did Rav say back? First of all, he said, get out of here. Amale kahana poik. He said, kahana, get lost. Lav oirachara. Number one, this is not derech eretz. You know, you're gedoyla shimusha yoyser melimuda, but even that has its limits. Yeah? Lav oirachara. It's not derech eretz. But the bottom line is that, what do we see from here? That Rav did speak. Rav did talk with his wife in a moment of privacy. So on the one hand, the Gemara says that Rav said that God will even remind you of a conversation you'll have at a private moment. And here we see Rav himself did it, says Gemara, like Kasha. It depends on what's going on. If the wife needs to be appeased, then it's not Dvarim Batalim. You got to do what you got to do. Right, it's part of the mitzvah. You got to appease her. Right, it's even brought in Shulchan Aruch. You can't just force her. Even if you're not forcing her, you can't do it where she doesn't want or she's not accepting. If she doesn't need it, you're not allowed to talk. Okay. That concludes that segment. Okay. The Gemara continues. We're now going to darshan a pasuk about time of Hester upon him as well. It says, V'yimloi tishma'uha, if you do not heed this, v'mestarim tivkenafshi, my soul will cry in the inner chambers, mivnei gava, because of haughtiness. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya mishmei derav, makam yesh lahakadosh baruch hu. God has a place, o mestarim shmai. The name of it is mestarim, and in this place God cries. It doesn't just mean he cries in secret, because then it would have said, b'seisar tivka nafshi. B'mestarim is now identifying a place. B'mestarim tivke nafshi. So makam yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mestarim shamai. Mai mipnei geva. What does it mean because of haughtiness? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak mipnei gavas and shal Yisrael shenitna mehem. It's because of the pride of the Jewish people that was taken away from them and nitna lev dekham and given to the Gentiles. So God cries because of the glory of the Jewish people that has been taken away. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini Amar, because of the pride, because of the majesty of the kingdom of heaven. So now the Gemara asks, God cries? Is there crying before God? Rav Papa said, there's no sadness before Hashem. Shenemar, hoid v'hadar lefanav, majesty and glory are before him. Oiz, might, v'chedva, and rejoicing, b'makayme, are in his place. So we see God is always rejoicing. He's never in a kviyachal, a sad mood. So how can you say God cries? There's no crying before God. There's no sadness for God. God's always happy! Like Kasha. Habibati gavai, habibati brai. Here we're talking about in the inner chamber. In the inner chamber, on the inside, in the place called Mistarim, God cries. Outwardly, in the outer courtyard, it's all happiness and joy. Good story?
No.
No? No, you're supposed to say yes. And the inside, you could say no. But on the outside, it's yes.
It's all on the inside.
Okay, so God, if he cries on the inside, in the inner chambers, but on the outside, it's all delight. It says, Gemara, b'bati b'roi loi, and in the outer chambers, he doesn't cry. V'haksiv, but there's another pasuk in Yeshaya Chaf Beis, Vayikra Adoy Shem. Let's see how you say the pasuk. Vayikra Adoy Shem Elohim. Tzavakos, and the master, the Lord of hosts, said, B'yayimahu, on that day, Levechi, he said to crying, Ulamispeit, and to eulogizing, Ulakarcha, and to balding the head, V'lechgar asak, and to gird in sackcloth. In other words, it says God proclaimed that there should be public mourning. So how could you say when it comes to on the outside, God is all rejoicing, but we see here God is summoning outwardly for outward displays of mourning. Says the Gemara, that is in reference to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Shani Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Beis HaMikdash is different. Da'afilu malachei shalom bachu. Even the heavenly angels of peace cry. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hain, behold, Erelim Tzaku, for their altar they cry out. Chutza, on the outside, Malachi Shalom, the angels of peace, Mar Yivkayon, weep bitterly. So what do we see from here? That when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's crying on the outside. But the Marshal explains, there's crying for the angels on the outside. But for God personally on the outside, it's not. He's not crying, he's still rejoicing. Okay, now we go to a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Actually, it's in the same pasuk that we quoted earlier. V'imloy tishma'u v'mastarm tifka nafshim ibnei geva. And the pasuk continues, v'seirad eini dima, v'damaya tidma, v'seirad eini dima. So, two dots. V'damaya tidma, I will surely weep, v'seirad eini dima, and my eyes will bring down tears, ki nishba, because it was taken into captivity, Eider Hashem, the flock of God. Amar Rav Elazar, Sholosh Demois Halal Olama. Why does God have these three tears, right? Vit Damaya, one. Tidma, two. Veser Eni Dima, three. Achas HaMikdash Rishon, one tear for the first temple. Ach V'Achas HaMikdash, one for the second. V'Achas Al Yisrael, Shagal B'Mimakayim, and one for the Jewish people who were exiled from their place. V'ikad Amri, and one say no. One is for the first temple, one is for the second temple, and the third is for Bittul Torah. Achas HaBittul Torah. And one God cries for Bittul Torah. Here, you know, we have a shul here of 100 people, and there are only 95 people here at the shir. Where are the other 5 people? God is crying for the Bittul Torah of the other 5 people. I can't speak Lashon Hara on the camera, right? So
They're listening in,
right. That's why I said 95. But what about everybody? Why isn't everybody learning? So God cries. God, the most tragic thing for the Rebbe Sham and the Golos is Bittul Torah. Says the Gemara, Ella. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam alamanda amar al Yisrael shagalu. Bishlam, according to the opinion for the Jewish people that were exiled, that's mavur in the pasuk. V'damaya tidma v'sered enei dima ki nishba eder Hashem. Haynu d'chsev ki nishba eder Hashem. Elo lamanda amar, but according to the opinion that says al bittul Torah, my kinishba eder Hashem. What does it mean that the flock of God was taken captive? Says the Gemara, kivan shagalo Yisrael mimakayman. Once the Jewish people were exiled, ein lecha bittul Torah gadol mizeh. There's no greater bittul Torah. The phenomenon of going into galus, that causes the greatest amount of Bittul Torah. So even though the pasuk focuses on the captivity and the exile, but God cries for the result of that, which is Bittul Torah. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Alei Mechol Yom. There are three people that God cries about them every day. Number one, Al She'ev Shar Lasek B'Torah Ve'ino Yosek. He cries about somebody he could learn, but he doesn't. Yeah, he's too tired, he's too lazy, he's not in the mood, whatever it is. Someone who could learn and doesn't learn, God cries for him every day. Number two, V'al she'iyav shalasek v'tarv oisek. God cries for someone who has difficulty with livelihood, and difficulty with health, and difficulty with children. And even so, he learns Torah. He has such a tragic life, and even so, he learns Torah. God cries for him, empathizing with his pain. And number three, V'al parnes hamizgal atzibur, and a Jewish leader that acts arrogantly over the tzibur. That's also abhorrent to God, and Hashem cries over that situation. Okay. Rebbe Avinok at Sefer Kinnis. Rebbe was holding the book of Eicha. The Kakari Begavi, he was reading it. Kimata l'hai psuka, when he got up to the following pasuk, Hishlich mishamahi meretz, Tiferes Yisrael. He threw from the heaven earthward the glory of Israel. And suddenly, as he said that pasuk is referring to the downfall of the Jewish people from our former pinnacle of glory. All of a sudden, Nafal min yadeh, the kinnis fell out of his hand. The eicha fell out of his hand. And that dramatized the fall of the Jewish people. Omar, he said, you know what happened to us? Me'igra ram from the high roof, labira amikta, to the lowest pit. The Jewish people, they used to be on the pinnacle of the world. We had a Beis HaMikdash, we had the Shechina, we had communication with God, and now we fell to the netherworld, where we fell to the lowest point. The Maharsha explains, it doesn't say Hishach Mishamayim Li'aretz. It doesn't say Hashem threw from the heaven to the earth. It says Hishach Mishamayim Eretz, which implies, you can read it like this, God threw from the heaven, and He threw down from the earth, even to a lower point. That's how low we went. Okay, weiter. Rabbi and Rabbi Chia have a shakli va'azaburcha. They were going on the road. Kimat al humas. When they got to a certain city, Amri, they said, "Ikat surmer abanan hacha." Is there a young Torah scholar here? Nezel v'nekabalapi. Let's go visit him. They wanted to pay homage and honor to a young Torah scholar. They're coming to a city. There must be Tamei Chacham. They wanted to go and pay their respects. So Amri. They said, "Ikut surmer abanan hacha." There is a young Torah scholar, Ma'arei Naimu, but he's blind. Amar le Reb Chiya, Rebbe. Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, "Tivat, you stay here. Loi tazalza b'nesiuscha. Do not disparage your nesios. Don't lower your position." Rebbe was the nasi, so you know. May kara ma'isaver lo v'soif ma'isaver. What Rebbe at first wanted to go, but now that they found out that he's blind, now they're telling him not to go. So some explain as follows that. When they asked, is there a young Torah scholar, they figured if once he would know that Rebbe was here, he would come out to greet Rebbe, and then Rebbe would repay the visit, and it would not have been disparaging to Rebbe, because Rebbe's just repaying the favor. But now that this Torah scholar was blind, he would not be able to come visit Rebbe, so for Rebbe to make the initiative, that would be a zilzal. He said, "Ezelana, I'll go v'akabal ape, and I'll receive his face. I will greet him." Takfe, in the meantime, Rebbe sort of was stronger than him, and he went anyway. Va'azabadei went with Reb Chiya. Ki have a miftari minei. When they were taking leave of this blind Torah scholar, Amar Luhi said to them, "Atem hikbaltem panim haner ve'inam rayim. You received the face of someone who could be seen but can't see. You received me, you greeted me. I'm someone who could be seen but cannot see. Tizku, you should be zoiche lahakbil panim, to be mekabel the face of haroyim, of someone who could see, ve'inanir, cannot be seen." Who's that? God, you are mekabel me, that I could be seen and cannot see. You should be zoichet to be oila l'regel, where you greet the face of the one who could see and can't be seen. So Rebbe said, "Wow, what an amazing bracha! Amalei iku hashta. Had I not listened to you now, right? Had I not gone now, if I didn't come with you and I would have accepted you, mina'aten mehay berchus, I would have been prevented from this bracha." So they said, Amrule, they said to this blind Talmid Chacham, "Man Shmielach, where did you learn this such a beautiful, where did you learn that it's so important to greet a Torah scholar from, that you gave us this beautiful bracha?" He said, "Mi Perkei Rav Yaakov Shmieli, I learned it from the teaching of Rav Yaakov. The Rav Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya, Rav Yaakov, a man of the village of Chitaya, have a makabal ape de rabbe kol yama, would go and greet his Rebbe every single day. Kikash, when Rav Yaakov got old, Amrule, his Rebbe said, "Loi nitztayer mar, don't pain yourself anymore. Do yochamar, you can't. You're too old to greet me every day." Amar le Rabbi Yaakov said, "No, mi zuter mai dechsiv. Is it small that which it says behu berabanan, that by greeting the rabbis you live long? It says v'yichi oid, you will live further than lanetzach forever. Lo yira hashachas, you will not see the pit. Ki yira chachamim yamusu, when you see the sages die." Literally, it means, can anyone live forever? Will anybody avoid seeing the grave? So the wise will also die. But we have an interesting drasha from here. Umaha roya chachamim mimisasin yechi. If somebody who sees the sages when they die, yeah, will live. If the pasuk is saying that it's meritorious and it brings life to see the sages as they die, b'chayein alachas kama kama, all the more so, one who goes to see sages while they're alive, it will bring life. So even though I'm old, I will not give up the zchus of going to greet my Rebbe. Rav Idi Avud Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Idi, the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, have a ragil to have a azal tlasa yarchi ba'orcha. He frequently traveled 3 months on the road, v'chag yoyme b'bei Rav, and one day in yeshiva. So basically like this, when Pesach was over, he would travel 3 months to Iyar, to Sivan, to Tammuz, to see his Rebbe. He would stay in Shir for one day, and then he'd go Av, Elul, and make it back for Sukkot. It was a 3 month distance. He traveled 3 months to the Shir, sat in the Shir for one day, and went home. So sometimes, I'm not going to walk to the Shir. It's too far of a walk. It's too far. It's longer than 3 months. If it's shorter than 3 months, it's not too far.
The other 3 months aren't Bittul Torah, I'm saying.
It's Schar Halicha. Now they used to mock him. They used to mock him. But I used to go to, when I was in Yeshiva, I used to go to Rabbi Obam on Shabbos once a week. I would learn from him his Shirim. So one time my Rosh Shiva said to Rabbi Obam, "Yo, so you have him a little bit." So he said, "He's Bar Bei Rav, like over here. You know, one day is also something." He's a student of the academy for one day. Chalash Daite, he felt bad. He felt like they were mocking him. Basically, you know, you're a one day a year guy, one day guy. Kari Anav, she said about himself, I've become a laughing stock to my friends. Amrali Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, do me a favor. Don't be insulted here, because if you give us a bad look, we're in big trouble. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan ben Matzisnach, we beg you, loy ta'anish le Rabbanan, don't punish the rabbis. Nafik Rabbi Yochanan ben Rosh, so Rabbi Yochanan went out to the Beis Medrash, and he wanted to sort of extol the virtue of learning even for one day, v'darash, and he darshan. V'oisi yoyim yoyim yidroshan. And me, day after day you seek me out, v'das derocha yech patzon. And you want to know my ways. So the Rabbi Yochanan asks, v'chi b'yoyim darshan oisayu. It says, we seek out God day after day. So yes, yom can mean 24 hours, but the repetition of yom yom implies we only seek out God during the day. V'chibi yom darshan oisai, v'layla in darshan oisai. Eloloi melach, kol oisik b'tar filu yom echa b'shana. If you learn Torah even one day a year, ma'la v'kosuv kilu asa ka shana kula. It's as if you learn Torah the whole year. Let's say a guy is working every single day and he has off one kratzmach. So if you learn that day, it's like you learned the whole year. So you say, great. That works. That works, but it works the opposite as well. V'chein b'midas peranos, d'chsev b'mispar hayom eshatartem esaretz. According to the number of days that you spied out the earth, the meraglim spied out the earth for 40 days. They spied out the earth for 40 days. So connected those 40 days, Hashem punished them with 40 years. Right? The pasuk says b'mispar hayom eshatartem esaretz. Arboim yoim, yoim lashana, yoim lashana. A day is like a year. A day is like a year. We're darshaning. Says the Gemara, v'chi arbam shana chatu. They didn't sin for 40 years. V'alay arbam yoyim chatu. Only 40 days. Amalamelach. Kol oivra aver yoyim echa b'shana. You have one day off a year to learn. And you blow the day. Mala olav akasukilu avra kal shana kula. It's like you violated the whole year. So from here we learn that even in small amounts of time that a person has opportunities to do mitzvahs, they basically are koiveya, their status for the whole year. If they take advantage of it for a dvar mitzvah, it's like they did the mitzvah the whole year. If they don't, then midah, the midas peranius also requires that they're punished as if they were mevatel the whole year. But if somebody is mekayim, limadat Torah, even in the small opportunities they have, the Ribbono Shel Olam reckons it as if one did so, kol hashana kula. Rabbi Isai, have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.